Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Kirsty Blake Knox, Irish independent journalist, is with me on the programme. Kirsty, what is back to school guilt?
Well, I think a lot of parents are kind of feeling a little bit of it this week. Basically, I think you go through these different stages in the final kind of days before your kids going back to school. And the guilt is usually, despite saying I would not leave it to the last minute, I have done exactly that. And I've left everything till the last minute. And you're doing it in a blind panic then, trying to get everything in order before school starts. And it's difficult because there's so much stuff online on your social media that you get like kind of flooded with all these people having perfect like etiquette to how to pack a lunchbox and laying out school clothes the night before and everything like that. So you do kind of feel a little bit inferior when you look at all those.
Do you know what? Like, if you have, I've been looking at this, Kirsty, on Instagram for the past number of weeks, and like, I'm always thinking, God, everybody I follow on Instagram must be so incredibly organised. It's as if they've all been out. They've uniforms bought, they've clothes bought, they've lunchboxes, bags, stationery, everything. They seem to have been ready to go since about June.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know if it's just me. Whenever I see, like, the back-to-school stuff seems to be in supermarkets from about July, and it just, I kind of am allergic to it. It kind of, like, I don't know if it's from when I was a school kid, but I'm just like, why do they have to start reminding you so soon? Maybe, so I kind of almost turn like a blind eye to it, and that might be why I then find myself in a bit of a panic come the week before school starts. But yeah, you're right. There is a lot of people who are incredibly on top of things. And like you said, they kind of prepare these beautifully like really picturesque and Instagram worthy lunch boxes, and they have everything kind of ready. And then I feel like there's the rest of parents who it's a bit of a mad scramble. And I will say those lunch boxes look lovely, but they're not necessary. A ham sandwich in tin foil and an apple are just as good at the end
of
the day.
Well, unless it's cut in the shape of a dinosaur, you know, like they all seem to be these in, you know, just so Instagrammable lunches.
Yeah, but I mean, I did that once. I kind of like, you know, I kind of really perfectly presented the like all the food in the lunchbox, and it came back half eaten as well. So I don't know if it is as much of an incentive for children to eat what's in there as we kind of think it might be, you know. So it can be difficult to kind of, because you have that automatic comparison you do with yourself, but it kind of, just remember it doesn't really matter all that much at the end of the day. But yeah, like I said, I think you kind of go through these waves of emotion when it is the first week back, because it is emotional for a lot of parents, not for various reasons. They like, you know, kind of, you've got to the end of the summer and done all like, you know, the summer camp juggling and everything like that. So that's coming to an end. So you've got a bit of relief over that. And then there's a bit of emotion because it's, oh God, my kids are growing up and I'm getting older, and all that sort of stuff kicks in as well. So it can be full on.
Yeah, I was wondering that. What is the guilt for? Is it the not being prepared? Is it a little bit maybe of relief that there's kind of routine back in the house again?
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel relief that it's kind of, they're getting routine back and a bit of structure back into the day to day, because it can be difficult to stay on top of things. Like, I know a lot of parents and myself will say the kids' diet during the summer gets very dependent on like 99 cones and, you know, chips and stuff like that. So you kind of, when you get back into your routine, it's kind of a bit easier sometimes to plan and manage your day. So I know it kind of, people might not want to admit that, but there is a sense of kind of, okay, phew, we're at the end of it now. We can get back to normality after all this. And then I said, like, a little bit of inadequacy when you see, because some parents are so on top of things and they derive such enjoyment from being hyper organized
and bragging about it. Why wouldn't they, I suppose, and, you know?
Yeah, exactly. They're proud of what they've done, but it can be difficult if you are a little bit more scattered, because you're kind of aware of, oh gosh, I didn't bulk buy like school bags like 7 months ago. Am I a bad parent type of thing? To go down that route.
Broadcaster Karen Coster is with us as well. Kirsty, do you fall into the blind panic category, Karen, or are you more into the unicorn shaped sandwiches?
Andrea, the 1st of September is traditionally my favourite day of the year. This is my Super Bowl. This is when I come into my own. I am here to offer comfort for any parent listening who has done absolutely nothing, because that is me. I, like you say about, you know, the guilt of not buying, you know, the school bags, I am not giving into it. I mean, my six-year-old is going into senior infants Eve. She has been saying to me all week, I can't wait to go back to school shopping. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, she thinks we're like on like a spree to Smiggle in Dundrum Town Centre. I'm like, forget it. The bag was barely used last year. We're not doing that. So like, I'm very much like, if the shoes fitted you at the end of June, I'm sure they'll be grand for the 1st of September. Yeah. You know, so I am very kind of haphazard about it, because I'm just actually not buying into that pressure of you have to have the new thing, you have to have the school tags on everything. Like, I think maybe because I'm on number three at this stage and I've got like a 9-year-old, an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, I'm just a bit more easygoing about it. I'm not doing the dinosaur-shaped sandbags. If they get the cuff taken off them, they're lucky. And it's that boomerang banana that keeps coming back to you day after day, and you keep sending it back to school, hoping it'll be eaten. So no, I am very much like I'm such a hypocrite. Like, I look forward to spending time with my kids so much. And then by the end of the summer, I am so ready. I mean, I've literally just had Eve in the bath for about an hour, stewing her, trying to get the muck off the knees. And I'm staggering this. I'll get to the boys tomorrow. So my kids are just absolutely feral, and I cannot wait. I feel sorry for the teacher welcoming them in now on Thursday morning, but I just need that bit of routine back again. Yeah. I need the bedtimes back. I need the alarms up. I need to get the screens up. Even though they've been pretty, we try to be a bit better with the screen time this summer, I'm just ready to not be called bruh all day long, or to talk about skibbity toilets, yeah, whatever it is.
So there is a bit of relief in the Costa household then as well about school returning.
A huge amount of relief. I mean, like you say, I the juggle over the summer with camp, like for parents working full time, it's a complete nightmare with the juggle for camps, and the school holidays feel endless. But I am looking forward to that knowing where everyone's going to be every day. Although I have a certain amount of trepidation going into the after school activities. So this is what we do to ourselves as parents. We go, oh, finally, the babies are sleeping later. We're not up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning. And then we have them all overscheduled into football, rugby, GAA. And then we're like, oh my God, we're still setting an alarm Saturday and Sunday morning. So we have sort of fallen into that trap. But again, you just want to get your kids outside into team sports, into whatever they're passionate about. And so we're there to facilitate it. But I do have that bit of, oh my God, we're back into the schedule of the football, the jiu-jitsu, the drama, the that. So
everything
there's
going.
A little bit of dread as well as relief.
Do you have this, Katie Mack, from East Coast FM and the Opinions Matter podcast, do you suffer from this kind of back to school guilt?
I do, probably in the opposite way to your previous contributors. But I would say, like the previous contributor said there, it's her third. The six-year-old is her third. So this is my first going into senior infants. So I'm still probably at that kind of, they don't annoy me enough yet during the summer business. But I'm kind of dreading it, because it's just like, I suppose it's another year now, that another bit of independence. It's their next, and they're just growing up too fast. And I suppose going back to school tomorrow is like a reminder that, oh my God, my baby, my firstborn, is going into senior infants. And I'm like, I know that's going to bring a whole new thing, like more play date, more freedom, a little bit older. And yeah, it's just, I get really emotional at the thought of it, so much so that I took a day off work yesterday to bring my kids out for a yes day.
What's a yes day?
A yes day is where they can do whatever they want, and you have to say within reason, and you say yes. So if they want to do something, you say yes. So I brought them. Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
So great for the kids, not so much for the parents.
how do you have boundaries around that? Or is it nothing's off there?
To be fair, they didn't really want a whole lot. They wanted to go to Wicklow Jail, which we did, and that was, for them, a great experience.
Unusual.
For me, a horrible experience. Because, yeah, they just, my oldest is five, and we went years ago, and he kind of remembered it, so we wanted to go back. Then we ended up in a play centre, in a toy shop, on the beach. So it was just a day where we did whatever they want, and it probably did stem a little bit back to me feeling probably a little bit emotional, and like me trying to, I suppose, soak up the last bit of summer
I
in their
just
smallness.
Enjoy the day, yeah.
It was not enjoyable. It was not enjoying. Oh, no, it was nice. It was a nice memory, but they were hyper. Like my little one, my 3-year-old, is still bouncing on the bed at 10 o'clock last night just because she was so hyper. But it was just, I definitely do feel a bit of the guilt, though, because of work, I don't get to bring them into school in the morning. I get to get my eldest from school, which I'm lucky enough for. But I suppose there is that bit of guilt that I'm not there in the morning to see them running off, or, you know, and that's why I kind of dread the back to school, because it's just like you're kind of missing when you're working. Sometimes you're missing those kind of little moments.
Those days.
But you have to do it. Like, everybody has to do it, you know. But I said we'd give them a yes day to kind of, you know, soak up the last bit of the summer.
Yeah.
But it's just like the time is going too fast, you know. It seems like only yesterday he was kind of placed on my chest and now he's going into senior infants.
Yeah, just on that, Karen, do the emotions change as they go up the classes?
I do think so. Like, I'm going to sound, I hope I don't sound cold. I mean, I do get emotional when I see them trip off, and I'm a very soppy person like that. But I've never been one of those mothers who's been like, oh my God, they're growing up so fast. Oh my God, I miss. I love seeing their independence grow. I love them saying, can I go to the shop to get the milk by myself? I really relish that. And I kind of feel like we've done a good job if our kids are at that level, because I mean, that's what it's about at the end of the day. We want them to turn out happy, balanced kids who are ready to take on the world by themselves. So while I totally understand that, oh my God, I always just felt like, I don't know, maybe it's also the part of me that kind of is so aware of how grateful I am to have kids that aren't being held back for any difficulties that they're having in school or any learning difficulties. So I'm always like, if I see them leap on into the next year, I'm absolutely thrilled. So I do definitely shed a tear as I kind of turn back and drop them off. It's also, for working parents, it's so hard if you can't be around. And like, I've been that soldier. I've been the one missing the pickup from the doctor. So I totally get it. But I do relish that, because I see other kids who don't get to progress for whatever reasons are going on. And I do relish seeing them, I don't know, just get that little bit further away from me on the apron string.
What about you, Kirsty? Did you notice a change as they got older?
I think it's a bit of a mix of the two. I think that it can be really emotional, and sometimes you can kind of get overwhelmed, and sometimes you think, I'm not really feeling emotional about this at all, and then it'll hit you. But I find that sometimes your kids' utter indifference to what they're going through. Like, I know we say to our eldest, the school's coming back, and she's so unfazed by it that it kind of means that stops me getting kind of overwhelmed or feeling too emotional about it, is the fact that she's like, yeah, whatever, like, it's just school type of thing. That can kind of anchor you a bit if you're feeling kind of a little bit all over the place or a bit emotional about it. But it is always kind of, I think when it's going into junior infants and it's the first time you kind of see them going into big school, I think that is emotional for people because it's a bit of a milestone moment, you know. But it, like Karen says, it's also nice hearing them kind of develop, and like things like phrases that they pick up from their classmates and stuff like that is really entertaining and funny as well. So it's a bit of both, if I'm honest.
Brendan Kelly, psychiatrist, is with us on the line. Do most people experience this kind of back-to-school guilt, Brandon?
Most people experience back-to-school emotions, parents and children. And I think it's so important, as Kirsty said there, to meet the child where the child is. Some are quite indifferent to the change. Some look forward to it. I loved going back to school. I found it very exciting when I was a child. But it does change over the years. But we are hungry for emotion. And there's nothing wrong with feeling this intense emotion. It usually shows that we care. And children do care too, although they often don't show it as clearly.
So are there tips that you have for people if they're feeling a little bit like Kirsty or Karen or Katie?
Yeah, well, it's very important to simply to accept this process. And most of all, to spend time with the child and meet them where they are on this. They may be worried, but about entirely different things than you might imagine they are worried about. So obviously spending time with the child and allowing them to feel what they feel and allowing yourself to feel what you feel is incredibly important. There is no point looking at Instagram and comparing your child's lunch with an Instagrammable lunch. It's like comparing your average Tuesday evening dinner with a Michelin-starred restaurant. Unhappiness lies down that path.
Yeah, there is a lot of pressure, though, Brendan, on parents, isn't there?
There is a lot of pressure. Yeah. And you know what? We need to forgive ourselves and be really compassionate towards ourselves as parents. We are doing our best. And what we imagine to be perfect probably isn't